Limited GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
Gee, if I could fall to good Ian Clark coming Luke Class Gale and a shock to the show, Lemisha Tom Comack. As always, with you until 9 o'clock, and another busy program lined up for you tonight. Coming up, the focus is very much on the intermediate and junior A championship finals here in Donegal, which are on this weekend. We hear from representatives of the Glenfenn and Ayrshire clubs who meet in the intermediate final on Sunday. And we also hear from representatives of the Urus club who face Red Hughes in a cracking junior final on Sunday also. Unfortunately, no one from the Red Hughes club will speak to me. And this is with that junior final we begin, and we hear from Urus club chairman John Freel and manager Sean Paul Doherty. And this is with the manager Sean Paul that we begin.
A junior final, I know it's obviously something that you're really looking forward to, shall we say.
It's a big day for the club. It's good to get the team back on the feet again. They had a couple of poor years there, you know, and I suppose some of them other teams, maybe Red Hughes or Convoy or whoever, mightn't have been thinking that we'd have been a threat at the start of the year, but since then the league, we've been building towards it, and we've built it up well. Momentum's been gained vitally, and we're in good shape, and we're hoping to put up a good festival.
Like a lot of teams, you know, you seem to have a better half to the championship or the league of the season than the first half.
We have a few players back here now, you know, they went there in the first half of the league. We have a couple of key men back, actually didn't play any league. They were injured, long-term injury, you know. So, we were close in the league. We just lost out in the last day up in Newton. It was kind of a winner-takes-all clash, and we just fell up short, and good luck to them, they went up. But, since that, we've been building, like I say, and it's gone well. Training's gone good, and we've been injury-free, really, pretty much since.
And you have a good junior championship pedigree. You know, been thereabouts. It's not that terribly long ago since you were last in the final.
We won 4 years ago when we got lost the final that time, and been a few retirements and a couple of, you know, lads away, emigrated and stuff, and a couple of boys stepped away completely. But you know, some of them are back now, and ours would always be known as a good old championship team. You know, they'd be known as a tough old dog to beat on the day, like, so we always had that, I suppose, at the back.
Tell me about the campaign this year. You know, who have you played?
We got out of the group and ended up, we drew with Gales in the end up. We beat Mobile and we lost down in Narossa. We went down to Narossa and we lost, and it was a bit of a turning point in the whole thing, to be honest. We walked into it a wee bit. We were kind of ambushed. It was Narossa's last game on the pitch down there, and we just couldn't get up the speed of the game, and it was their first one of the season. You know, complacency definitely set in a bit, even though we tried to talk about not doing it. But it was a big turning point after that. You know, we decided that we really have to push on here because we've had too much work done to.
And tell me about the championship. Who have you played in the championship?
We beat Mobile, lost in Narossa, like I say. Then we do with Gales, and went on there. We beat Muff in the quarter final. We beat Convoy then yesterday, so we've a decent bit of momentum.
Those two last wins, you know, that was a good victory against Muff, and a good victory because Convoy would have fancied themselves.
Oh, I'm sure Convoy did, and Mobile did get relegated, but they were playing Division 3 all season, as was Convoy, you know. So leagues mean nothing, and Donegal when it comes to championship, Tom, you know, 4-3 on the day. You've seen Division 3 teams beat Division 1 teams in the championship, like it's.
Yeah. And you have a knack of getting goals, as you proved yesterday.
There's four or five or six lads there, and they've some goals between them over the years, you know. Alan picked up two yesterday.
Alan Freel, yeah.
Yeah, one on the left foot, one on the right. He's a hard man to mark, you know. Mark McLaughlin, Peter Delvin, big Dean Kelly, the boys have been scoring goals for fun for years, you know.
And tell me about the secret weapon. You have a coach in, Mickey Moran, giving a lending hand.
He's been up. He's kind of... He stays in the area there now from time to time, and when he's up, he gives us the hand out of training, you know, when he started to go to the old game here now too. He'd have been in years ago, you know, sporadically now and again for an odd session and that, but now he's taking a bit of a shine to us, I suppose, this year. He sees the effort the boys are putting in.
And do you have him much?
He'd be up maybe every other week or something for a session, and he's been to one or two of the games there since, you know. Mickey likes to stay in the background. He doesn't like the big fuss, and he doesn't like the, you know, he just likes the quiet life because he's a kind of gentleman that is.
And tell me, as you say, you won it 4 years ago. A lot of players stepped away. Have you many of that team still?
There's still 8 or 9 of them boys still about yet, yeah.
Mention a few names.
Kieran Kelly, the captain, still there. Big Dean Kelly, John McCann, Connor Bradley, Gary Doherty. Another few lads then have joined. You know, maybe didn't play that much soccer or didn't play that much Gaelic underage, but they've come in and they've been a very important part of the team here. Andy Doherty and Paddy Doherty, Paddy Harkin and goals as well. It's basically three new players, really. Mm-hmm. And they've been a great addition to the team, you know.
And talk to me about Red Hughes. How well do you know them?
I would know them fairly well. I would have played against them enough. And refed them myself, I suppose, times, and indeed I refed them in the junior final there 3 years ago, maybe it was, and game they really should have won, to be honest. They got caught in a replay then with Annie Walton. I know they've lost, I think, three finals maybe in 4 years, or 4 and 3 years, or whatever. So I suppose there's an amount of pressure, certain amount of pressure on them to get the job done. I don't think they've won a junior in that time, that same crop of players, so maybe we'd be a wee bit less pressure on ourselves. We've kind of come out of nowhere, and maybe it's a good...
And tell me, there's been a lot of games in a very short period of time. How has that affected? Have you picked up any knocks or any...
Injury? Not so much. We lost two players to injury yesterday, but I don't think there were anything serious. They should be fit to talk next week. I'd rather play games and not play games, because we had a full month layoff there between the Ossa game and the Gales game, and you know, it's hard to keep up. You know, it's hard to get challenge games this time of year. You can't get them, really. We tried all through the north there, trying looking for games every week, and we just couldn't be got. So no, I'd be very much in favour of just playing games. And
tell me, are all your players at home, or is that a problem? Because at this time of year, at college and one thing
it's not so bad. Different years we'd have been seriously hammered there with lads in Dublin and Galway and England and Scotland, but at the minute we've only three or four really that aren't home, and actually they're coming home for training this Thursday, so it'll tell you the commitment to win, you know.
It'll be a big boost, because I know you have a big celebration coming up. Is it next year?
Next year's the 50th. It'd be nice to have a trophy on the table for it, aye, and good reward for the work that's gone in this year with the players. They've been fantastic, I have to say now.
Best of luck, John Paul.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, John Friel, chairman of Oris, it's great to be playing football and in championship when a fine county final comes around. You're in another one against Red Hughes in the junior final.
It's great for the club now. It's great. We started the league this year looking for promotion from Division 4 up to 3, so we had no luck there. We just missed out there by a couple of points. So the championship then, we really pulled together for the championship. The turnout of training was great. There were some great young lads coming through this year, which is great to see. And when you start to do well in the championship then, everyone starts to buzz and the numbers start to come out.
A lot has gone on at the club in recent years. You won a junior championship about 3 or 4 years ago. You beat Milford, I think, in a final. Then you did a lot of development at the club. You have a new clubhouse. I read the notes every week. There's always something going on. There's always plenty of fundraisers. There's plenty of activity. It's a very active club.
I must say, Tom, this is very active now. We've good officers there on the board there, and they're always thinking and looking forward all the time and driving forward. But as far as the teams are concerned, I mean, the coaching that's gone on to underage is unbelievable. It's great commitment from the people going out day in, day out, and you couldn't thank them enough for the work they're doing and the time they're giving of their own. To take part on the field with those teams, it's unbelievable. So when you get success then, when you come to a final, it's really gets a great buzz going within the club, and there's people back out supporting you again, and they're all talking about football.
And Gaelic is strong, and I know Inishowen can have its, you know, it's probably more known for soccer than Gaelic, but you are a pocket or a stronghold.
We always had been. We were always thereabouts, Tom. We always could hold our own now, but especially at junior level. But our last intermediate was 1982, and we haven't achieved that since. So one in the junior is still great. From the commitment we've got from players now, the soccer league has started back at the minute. But the boys have put the shoulder to the wheel this year, and they give the commitment to the Gaelic, and they want to see it through, which is great.
You mentioned, I'm going to put you on the spot now, you mentioned a lot of people doing a lot of work with coaching. Maybe mention a few names.
In the coaching side of it, let me say, and there's a number there at underage. If I started to mention names, I'd be definitely leaving people out. But there's people there like Stephen Cooney, Susan McCarron. Those people are... You know, there's numerous people there that are working with underage teams. Anne Harkin, Siobhan Devlin. If I started to mention names,
sorry for putting you on the spot, because I know sometimes you can get yourself into trouble. But I think everybody will understand John Friel, his heart is in the right place, because you're there at the coalface all the time driving it.
That's true. We're thereabouts, Tom. We'll be 50 years going this year, coming in now in next year. So a special year next year for the club. We're 50 years going, so it's going to be a big year for the club the next year.
Oris is a club that has suffered its fair share from immigration down the years.
Well, immigration has had us big time, Tom, over the last decade and more. But thankfully, this last while, things have settled down, and we've got a new crop of players coming through now, and they seem to be going to college at home, and hopefully they'll work at home as well, so the club will gain from that. Yeah. And I can see there's, we've bringing in some nice young players there at the minute now, I've no doubt that there'll be a great future for the club. You know, it looks good for the future.
Yeah, and numbers isn't a problem.
Numbers is a problem at the minute now. It's great to see that there's great turnout for training. In the past, now the numbers of training would be poor. Mm-hmm. Now the numbers are way up there. Now you've up to 20-25 at any session, so it's great to see those sort of numbers coming out.
And of course, you have great facilities now as well. Great club rooms.
The club rooms are first class. There's no doubt about that. They've no excuse in that end of it at all now. So I know our pitch now. We hope in the future now, in the near, very near future now, hopefully that maybe we can expand our pitch there now at Strait. So.
Have you the room to do that?
Not at the minute, Tom. Now, but we're working on it. We're working very, very hard on it, and hopefully that'll happen now over the next year or so. Mm-hmm.
So success again makes that a little bit easier, doesn't it, as well?
Well, that's, you see, it'll brings other things on as well. People show a whole interest in the club, and you have new families coming through with underage and that, and new families coming into the area as well, and they're taking part in the club, and it's great for the club.
Mm. How much has Donegal's success in 92 and the more recent success in 2012 helped a club like Oris?
Well, you know yourself, when you have the county team doing well, everyone wants to be part of it. Everyone starts to go to games. They've been in McCool Park, they've been in Croke Park, and they've been in Clonus, and then they're back with the club then, and they want to take part in the club, and they want their membership, and their children are playing, so it's great for the club. The club benefit big time.
Gaelic in Inishowen and even in Oris has come on leaps and bounds over the last 25-30 years.
Definitely so. I mean, all the clubs are great competition between the sides and Inishowen, from underage right through. There's great old banter and great, they take part in all the culture side of it as well, the score and all the rest, you know. So
Sunday or Saturday afternoon against Red Hughes, how mortal would it be to know that you're there to get the result?
Well, I think this will be a great one for the club here again now, seeing the commitment that went on this year. Sean Paul came on there as manager this year, and his backroom team, and they worked really, really hard. And I must say the commitment they've got from the players is unbelievable, and I think they'll get the result on Saturday.
John Friel, thanks a million for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Tom.
Walter Ash, before we turn our attention to the intermediate final meeting of Aru and Glenfenn on Sunday, just to remind you, Saturday is a big day for the footballers of Pettico and Red Hughes reserves, who meet in the County Junior B final on Saturday in O'Donnell Park. And so to that Sunday's intermediate final. Coming up, we'll hear from the Arua club chairman, Gerard Ferguson. Of course, his club face Glenfinn on Sunday in the final. But first, we hear from the Glenfinn chairman, Paddy Doherty. Paddy, chairman of Glenfinn Club. An exciting time for the club. Ladies county champions in a C final last Saturday. Underage going well.
Yeah, we've had a very busy and successful last number of weeks. The ladies kicked things off with a very good county final victory a number of weeks ago. Unfortunately, we lost out on the senior C final on Saturday, but the intermediate team done excellent work on Sunday, overcoming some odds to get to our first intermediate final since 2001.
Hard to believe it since 2001, because you always seem to be there or thereabout.
Yeah, well, we've been in the senior championship since from 2002 until we dropped out a number of years ago, so it was at the second time of asking, we're back in the final.
Yeah, and you're one of the few clubs, you're a rural club, you're one of the few clubs that fields a third team week in, week out, and it doesn't seem to be any problem.
No, I think last weekend, I think we had 60 players togged out, and we were in fairness, we were very competitive in the Senior C final against St Union. So, no, it appears that anybody that's mobile at all is talking out for the club. I think that's a good thing for the
area.
So
every young man obviously plays at some stage for Glenfinn.
It's part of the ritual living in the parish. You have to wear the red and white.
Yeah, and you know, a proud tradition, not that long in existence, but a good championship record.
Yeah, it was a club formed in 1975. We won a junior in 78, and then we won intermediate in 83. So we were in senior championship for a long time. We've got to four semi-finals. We won intermediate back again in 2001. So again, we're hoping to add another intermediate crown on Sunday.
Yeah, and I suppose like a lot of clubs, families very deeply involved. We've had Wards and Midlands down the years, you know, and that tradition been maintained.
It is indeed, and I suppose we have second generation players now on the team. We have Wards, their fathers would have played in the teams of the 80s. It's the second generations are coming home, and the talents have gone through the generations.
Yeah, don't seem to be affected by immigration as a club, have you ever?
About 5 or 6 years ago, we had quite a number of young people probably in Australia and that. But in the last number of years, people have come back again. So we're probably, bar one or two, we're probably at our full strength.
Yeah. And I was speaking to Gerard Ward earlier as well. This team somewhat in transition, isn't it? You know, a lot of players have stepped away, retired, all time, father time caught up with them in the last few years.
Yeah, well, we did win the Under-21 championship back in 2002, and that... The basis of that team did carry the team for a long number of years, and now it was Frank McGlynn and Paddy O'Connor, Gerard Ward, they've taken on the mantle. But I suppose we had great service, players like Kevin McGlynn, Michael McGlynn, and Steve McDermott over the last 15 years.
Yeah. And you were never far away at senior any time you were up?
No, we did go very close back in 2007. I think we were within a couple of inches of getting to a county final against St Union's. That is sort of one that sort of sticks out in the memory as one that got away.
And talk to me about this team. As you mentioned, obviously, Gerard Ward is there. You know, Frank Midlin, obviously, a cornerstone to this team.
Yeah, I mean, Frank is the heartbeat of the team. But this year, the players have introduced some of the younger players, and the younger players have taken on the mantle. Players like Stephen Carr and Karen McGlynn, they've introduced great pace to the team. And that has been part of the turning point of the season, where those players have taken on that additional responsibility.
Yeah. So obviously an intermediate championship now on offer, and I know in 2001 the last time you won it, you went all the way and won an Ulster title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was most looking forward to Sunday. I think our first game in the senior championship back in 1984 was against Erua, so it's nice that we have the opportunity to get back into the senior championship.
How did that game go?
It went to a third game, so we were narrowly defeated in the playoff game.
Yeah, and Erua were up senior that time and were a serious senior team.
They were a serious senior team, but I think we did shock them and Father Tierney Park back in 1984, but yeah. They got us in the playoff.
Yeah, the general feeling is probably they will go in as favourites. They've been a Division 1 team, okay, relegated to Division 2 last year's beaten finalist, though. Yeah. So you have to lose one to win one.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, and we did play them in the league last year, and you know, we did struggle against them. So I think the Division 1 experience, you know, will be a telling factor, but we're not going on Sunday to make up the numbers.
Mm. Yeah, there's a championship pedigree there that you have, and an ability to know how to win games, mm-hmm. tight games, as we've seen in this campaign.
Yeah, I mean, probably the early part of the season we struggled by giving away late goals, but in the last number of games, really we have tightened up on that, and we've ground out results, which I think is a very positive feature.
And you're one of the few clubs still. I know you're probably forced from time to time to go more defensive than you would like, but any chance you get, you like to play a fast, open, kicking game of football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so traditionally over the years, Glenfinn was always good for a goal, and it was that attacking way of playing has stayed in the club.
Mm. How important would it be to win? How important is it to get to the final, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back in last year, it was a great disappointment going out in the quarter-final. So, I mean, the ladies have laid down the gauntlet over the last number of years for the men, and now the men have stepped up and getting to the final. I mean, it's raised the spirits in the parish. People are in great humour, looking forward to it, and we hope to put up a good show on Sunday.
And, of course, the ladies are in action on Sunday as well, aren't they?
Yeah, we're in the Ulster semi-final at home on Saturday at 2:30, so we're playing Breda from County Down. again, we'd be hopeful that following a good performance, we may end up in our second Ulster final.
And of course, you've had great news on the ladies' front recently with Yvonne McMoney-Gill Bonner getting a professional contract. I know it's Glenn Fenn's loss, but it's still a great honour for the club and a great personal honour for herself.
It's a great honour, and if anybody knows Yvonne, the dedication, the commitment, and the talent she had, it's no surprise. And we're delighted for her and wish her very well in that venture.
And I know you're very proud of Frank Midlin's contribution in recent years to the Donegal Colours. And you might have one or two young fellas coming through that might be ready to step into that mantle as well.
Well, it is. I mean, Frank is really, his dedication to the club, you know, I think it is unheard of. He is so passionate about the club, from helping out at underage level all the way to the senior team. And he's a vital part of the senior team. And the young players are looking up to him and taking direction from him, and I think that's very positive for their own future.
So you can look forward to a good final, a good weekend for Glenfinn. It'll be two wins, ladies on Saturday and the men on Sunday.
That's the hope, Tom, that's the hope.
Well, Gerard, chairman of Aroa Club, in an intermediate final, back in it again this year. I know, given your tradition and given the tradition of the club, senior football is where you want to be, but you have to win the intermediate first.
Yeah, we're looking forward to Sunday. The boys had a very tough year getting relegated out of Division 1, but they've managed to turn their season around, and please God, on Sunday, they win and beat what's a very dogged Glenfinn team, and hopefully return to senior football and get Aroa back where they belong.
Yeah, because it's over 20 years, actually, since your last won your senior championship. It's a long time.
It certainly is a long time in Ballyshannon, you know, when people were wondering what was happening, but that happens in teams and that happens in towns. Sometimes there's a dip in fortunes, but you know, the last few years there's been good work going on at underage, and you know, we've come from Division 3 where we were for 6 years, and under the guidance of Peter Galler initially, and then along with James, and James last year, James O'Donnell on his own, and this year Philip O'Reilly is alongside James. So you know, there's been good continuity there. So we're back now. We, despite being relegated, we're looking to go back into playing senior football, and we hopefully turn our season around, you know.
What happened that, you know, you dropped out, you know, because when I came to the county first in the 80s, Aroa were one of the top teams and still one of the best club teams I've seen in Donegal, along with Kilcar probably and the current Guido side. You know, you dropped out after 98, and as you said, you spent, what, 6 seasons in Division 3?
Well, I suppose, like a lot of towns, you know, there wasn't a lot of employment in Ballyshannon, and, you know, there was a lot of emigration, but you could say that's the same with a lot of teams in Donegal. But, you know, players went to Dublin for work and one thing and another, and some players moved away and retirements and that. And it was just a young team who really struggled to find their feet for quite a while. And, you know, when, no disrespect to Division 3, but when you go down there, it's very difficult to get out of it. You know, you might think that you're a Division 1 team, but teams don't be long and bring you down to their level, and you find out very quickly exactly what level you're at.
Because I know a lot of good work was done still at underage, and it took a long while to even get back at underage as well.
Oh, it did indeed, but I suppose that's the nature of it. You know, you're not always going to be winning, but I think it's important that the good work continues all the time, and that there's a couple of players coming through, whether that's playing for under 16 or minor teams at county level, or under 21 and pushing on to senior teams. That's the nature of it. There's not always going to be that conveyor belt of talent that might have been there in the 80s and 90s, and that just happened to tail off. And you know, a lot of people in Ballyshannon were wondering what happened, but you know, I can't just put my finger on it. I know that
a lot of people said the De La Salle College closing was a big thing, the Christian Brothers leaving.
Well, that would have been a factor, I suppose. But you know, De La Salle closing, so some people felt that, you know, there was a lot of great work went on there in De La Salle. I know I went there myself, and Michael McGowan and Tom Cullen, Jerry Breslin, all done great work with the school teams there, winning Ulster titles and winning All-Ireland titles indeed. But when the schools amalgamated and went to Colossus Columkill, like, there still is a good cohort of teachers there doing great work. You know, you have Damien Conlon, Sylvester Maguire, you know, people who have put in a lot of years with the club. So they are working very hard in the school there. And, you know, I don't think it'd be fair just to say that the closure of De La Salle was the reason as to why we fell away. But it's onwards and upwards now, and hopefully on Sunday.
And, you know, this senior team now is based on a very good under-21 team that have come through, won a B and lost a B, and lost an A final, I think, wasn't it?
That's right. We've a number of good young players there coming through. You know, you've Colm Kelly and Shane McGrath, Nathan Boyle, all who represented Donegal at underage level. And these are fine players who I've no doubt will go on and play senior for Donegal in the years ahead. Mm-hmm. So that's really the basis.
You know, when you see Guido Orr now and where they're at, and what, 2 years ago you played them in probably one of the best under 21 finals that was played in the county in years on a bank holiday Monday in October, and there was very little between you.
Well, that's right. You know, and as you say, that was one of the best games that was played in quite a number of years. But Guido Orr in the senior final on merit, and you know that's where we need to aim to get back to, and hopefully after Sunday we're back competing in senior championship, and hopefully we get back to that level. If not next year, then you know in the years ahead.
What's the mood in Ballyshannon? Is there much support for the team? Are they talking football again, Ballyshannon? Or did they ever stop talking?
I don't think they ever stopped talking football in Ballyshannon. But no, we're you know the mood. I think people are looking forward to Sunday. You know, having played Glenfinn over the years, you'll never get anything easy there. So I think they're probably quietly confident, but that's the issue now is to actually win on Sunday, so there's no point in getting too far ahead of ourselves.
I was talking to your counterpart, Paddy Doherty, the chairman of Glenfinn. They won an intermediate championship in 83. They played senior championship the following year, and the first team they played in senior championship football ever was the Aroa Ballyshannon, and it took three games to decide it.
Well, I'm sure, you know, times were tougher then, and, you know, there's the game was a lot more physical then than it is now, so there's been big changes over the years, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't take three games to get over Sunday.
Mm. How's the club going overall?
Things are going well in the park, you know, we've a number of developments coming on there at the moment, you know, we've our pitch in Monday's field has come on quite well, and, you know, there's a lot of good work going on at underage level, and we've actually... While I'm with you, we've a fundraiser on Friday night.
Right,
we've a lip sync battle on in the Great Northern Hotel on Friday night.
So what?
It's one of those lip sync battles. So there's been a number of different club personalities singing and dancing. And so if you wish to come along, Tom, you're more than welcome.
And no, not to sing, hopefully.
Well, I certainly won't stop you anyway.
Look, at Gerard, thanks a million for joining us, and the best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Shin Gerard Clare on Shockton Show. My boy is Sean Paul Doherty, August John Freel of Oris, Paddy Doherty of Glenfinn, and Gerard Ferguson of Airua. And again, our thanks to Paul McDevitt on sound. Until G and Shockton Shogun, Slánog's Bannock, and good luck to all teams in action this weekend, and also to Clonhilly Reserves and Airua Reserves, who meet in the curtain raiser in the B intermediate final on Sunday in Ballybuffet.